grace and peace to you. Friends, hello. It's good to see you this morning, and it's good to share in communion with you too. As we're sharing in communion, either now or later, hit pause and get yourself some bread and wine, or a Ribena and a Hobnob, or whatever you are comfortable with. Before we get to communion, I want you to think about somewhere in the world that's very special to you. Somewhere near or far, that when you think about it, you generally feel very happy in some way. I've been fortunate enough to travel to a few places in the world, but one place I have a hankering to get back to is a small concrete slab, about 3 feet by 3 feet, on the top of St. Michael's and All Angels Cathedral in Blantyre, Malawi. When I lived and worked there, I would sit on this concrete slab on the outside of the very top of the church in the warmth of the morning sun. And as I sat, I would read the daily papers from the office, the important things to know and understand about the day, and drink pineapple Fanta from a glass bottle. I would look out over the treetops and buildings for miles around and take time to pray and think and consider all the matters at hand. If I were to visit there now, the view from that concrete slab would be very different. There would be more red, dusty soil and far less green. There'd be more evidence of water damage to the barren areas as the rains come harder, but far, far less often. Climate change, global warming, it will have changed that view significantly. What about your favourite place? Is it the same as it was 5 or 10 or 20 years ago? The changing global climate, it's affecting people all over our globe. And that's recognised in how our reading is presented today. Our reading from James, you'll hear in 5 different languages, and it speaks of recognising that if we believe something, we must respond in action. It tells us faith without works is dead.
What the better is a man, dear friends, gin he threeps he has faith, that is nae deeds can fearn to point till. Can his faith solve him na? Gin a brother or a sister has gimply a rag to their back, and is ill scranning a day's meat, and you say, gang your wa's and fare for ye freen, happen when ye will. And beating other bodily misters, what the better are they? It is e'en the same with faith. Wanting deeds, it wants life.
مال من فاتو يا إخوتي. إن قال أحد إن له إيمانا ولكن ليس له أعمال. هل يقدر الإيمان أن يخلصه؟ إن كان أخ وأخت عريانين ومعتازين للقوت اليومي فقال لهما أحدكم أمضيا بسلام استأذفا واشبعا ولكن لم تعطوهما حاجات الجسد فما المنفعة؟ هكذا الإيمان أيضا إن لم يكن له أعمال ميت في ذاته
Chipinduro chache nchanu, abale anga. Muntu akanena ndiri nacho chikurupiriro. Koma alipe nchito. Kodi chikurupirirocho chikodza kumpulumusa. Mbale kapena mulongo, akakhala wausiwa. Nichika msowa chakudya cha siku lache. Ndipo wina wa inu akanena nao, mukani ndimtendere. Mwita funde, ndikukuta. Osa wapasa iwo zosowa zapatupi. Kupindura kwache nchani. Momwenso, chikurupiriro, chikapanda, kukara nazo nchito. chikala chakufa mukati machemo.
Aus dem zweiten Kapitel des Jakobusbriefes. Was hilft's, liebe Brüder, wenn jemand sagt, er habe Glauben und hat doch keine Werke? Kann denn der Glaube ihn selig machen? Wenn ein Bruder oder eine Schwester Mangel hätte an Kleidung und an der täglichen Nahrung und jemand unter euch spräche zu ihnen, geht hin in Frieden, wärmt euch und sättigt euch. Ihr gebet ihnen aber nicht, was der Leib nötig hat. Was könnte ihnen das helfen? So ist auch der Glaube, wenn er nicht Werke hat, tot in sich selber.
James, akedok ty ajochirib dilo na chigatsini. Akbulu eno akmla. Itigzimi qo. Dimilaki no paye akbulu anike bi namu akmla sumu ayeti yekyu ala anika. Pakbulu dipo ye pakhal nikesha. Atigzimi qo. Momu achelimi. Lakino apimini avihupushi akikeulo. Eno chukepu kahakelo. Nongu no dipo qovilo. Alhono okumratsi peni. Umini alo ena akivishi chusho alo ipipuzi akakhilo avihupu akoto shi akiu nongu no panongu tsumwa ye kiu ala nikia dihutoye akumla sumwa ye akipulu likiye akite.
What good is it, brothers and sisters, if you say you have faith but do not have works? Can faith save you? If a brother or sister is naked and lacks daily food, and one of you says to them, go in peace, keep warm, and eat your fill, and yet you do not supply their bodily needs, what is the good of that? So faith by itself, if it has no works, is dead.
Our international reading reminds us that when we speak of shared humanity, it isn't just folk from Bridge of Allen sharing with folk from Causeway Head. When we speak of caring for creation, it is both here and there, near and far. It's Bridge of Allen, Germany, Syria, Zambia, and Nagaland in the north of India, and everywhere between and beyond. To be Christian is to do the difficult work of living out your values, both locally and in ways that affect the rest of the world. As the reading says, we cannot say we believe something and not act. We cannot say we love our neighbour if it's just words, and if we don't act in a way that shows our love to our neighbour here in Bridge of Allen, but also in Central Europe, Syria, Zambia, or Nagaland. If we recognise, as the science tells us we must, that global heating is happening and it is adversely affecting people across the globe, then we must do something about it. We must live out our values in the everyday tasks of trying to use less plastic packaging, using paper straws, and so much more. But it's also about doing our homework, writing to our MSPs and our MPs, and speaking out about issues that will make a genuine global difference. To look after creation, to care for our neighbour, which as Christians we say we should, we need to put pressure on governments and corporations to change the way that they do things. We need electrification of motors, and we need to move away from fossil fuels. We must remember the most environmentally friendly item for a particular task is the one that we already own. We must remember that this is about what we believe and how we should act, and that we must do it together. Tackling climate change and the fallout from it is a job for all of us. For us together with each other and with God. We are to act united in Christ and act as if we believe what we say we believe. As part of that, we come together, admitting our frailties and failings, and joined together with each other and with Christ in communion. As we come to the table, we remember, as we always do, that on the night before he was executed, that Christ took bread and wine whilst gathered with his friends. So please take a moment now to get your bread and wine, your biscuit and glass of Ribena, or whatever you have. Take a moment to get it ready. And if you didn't get it at the start, hit pause and get it now. We'll be waiting for you as you return. God, as we come to your table, open our hearts and minds to you. Help us to find you and we ask for your guidance in the decisions of life, knowing that when we make mistakes, we can be forgiven and we can forgive others. Fill us with your Spirit as we turn back to you, forgiven and forgiving, seeking a world of justice for all. Let us look to the table and remember that when Jesus was gathered with his friends the night before he died, he took bread and broke it, and he took wine and he lifted it high. He blessed them both, and he said to his friends, "When you gather and share these things, remember me." God, as we break bread together and as we drink wine together, we ask you fill these elements near and far, however we hold them, with your Holy Spirit, that she might convey your blessing on all that we may consume, transforming it for this holy use and mystery. Eat your bread and be nourished. Drink your wine and be refreshed. The peace, forgiveness, and reconciliation of our Lord Jesus Christ is with you now. So go and say what you believe. Go and act out your belief. Go and follow Christ.